This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Veteran gay rights campaigner Ron Austin, who has affectionately been referred to as the godfather of Mardi Gras, has passed away at age 90. Austin was an early member of the Campaign Against Moral Persecution and famously suggested that gay rights demonstrations should become a street party, leading to the very first Mardi Gras in 1978. He has been remembered fondly by friends and prominent figures throughout the LGBTI community, with tributes flowing on social media calling him a hero and a trailblazer. Activists rallied in Brisbane on Saturday to protest Brunei's new Sharia-based laws that include the death penalty for homosexuality. The protest was held outside the Royal on the Park Hotel, which is one of a number of hotels worldwide owned by the Sultan of Brunei. The small Asian nation announced in 2014 that it would implement the laws, and they came into effect this month. Dozens of protesters attended the rally to condemn the homophobic law and to call for a boycott of Brunei-owned businesses. The Victorian government has awarded community health organisation Switchboard an $80,000 grant to continue its work supporting LGBTI seniors. The grant comes after the federal government walked back funding cuts to Switchboard's Out and About program, which supports older LGBTI Australians in regional areas. The grant will go towards better supporting the needs of LGBTI seniors by allowing Switchboard to partner with groups including Transgender Victoria and VALS LGBTI Ageing and Aged Care. Gold Coast Gay Nightclub MPs is set to close after Queensland's Office of Liquor and Gaming Regulation cancelled the nightclub's licence. MP's manager Claire Kingston has put the venue up for sale, accusing the Office of Liquor and Gaming Regulation of bias over the licence cancellation. Kingston has labelled the authority close-minded after she was only given a day's notice that the licence was being cancelled. Kingston, who is transgender, said that she believes the OLGR has avoided dealing with her because of her identity. Advocates are celebrating the historic passage of landmark legal reforms for trans and gender diverse people in Tasmania. After being passed by the upper house last week, the legislation was returned to the lower house for assent, where Tasmania's Liberal government sought to delay the bill by preventing it from being introduced for debate. The new laws remove mandatory surgery requirement for changing gender on a birth certificate, instead allowing for self-identification through a statutory declaration. A new study has found no link between less frequent use of condoms and a 20% increase in STIs among Victorian PrEP users. The findings published in the Journal of the American Medical Association drew on Alfred Health and Burnett Institute data on the Victorian PrEP trial PrEP-X. To researchers' surprise, the study found that condom use was not a significant predictor of whether or not a participant would acquire an STI while using PrEP. The findings instead showed that STI risk was influenced more by numbers of casual partners and group sex. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
The New England Patriots have recruited two male cheerleaders. The Super Bowl champions announced that Driss Dalahi and Stephen Sontag joined the team at the end of March ahead of the 2019 NFL season. The pair say they were inspired to pursue their dreams after seeing Los Angeles Rams cheerleaders Napoleon Ginnies and Quinton Perrin perform at the Super Bowl. Ginnies recently spoke about the homophobic bullying he endured for being a gay dancer. Danish footballer Victor Fischer has slammed opposition fans for chanting anti-gay slurs. The FC Copenhagen soccer player was targeted twice in recent days, first by Odense Bowl Club supporters, and then the next day he had slurs shouted at him again in a match he wasn't even playing in. Fischer told TV2 that calling someone gay isn't an insult and that the culture in football has to change to set a good example for young people.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.